Hi, I'm Jamie Waxman, and you're listening to Playgirls Sex Pod here either on PlaygirlTV.com or hopefully through your iPod. This is my second sex pod, but I'll stop taking count of the number very soon, I promise. And I wanted to start, this is going to be a cornucopia of lots of different things, sex. And the first maybe doesn't have to do with sex. And the way I would define sex as two people copulating or an act that somebody does with themselves that makes them feel good or brings them to orgasm, these are actually very unsexy things. I live here in New York City. As I say here, I assume that you're all here with me. Obviously, you're not. I live in New York City. I've lived here on and off for the last 9 years, have had a lot of interesting sexual experiences. But last night, I was out at about 11 p.m. and had two very unsexy things happen to me. These were so unsexy that I can't get either of them out of my mind, and I decided to share them with you. Number one, out at a restaurant. In fact, I'm going to name the restaurant. Now, look, there are lots of roaches and there are lots of bugs in all the apartments and all the restaurants and all the buildings here in New York. But it's one thing to know they exist, and it's one thing to see them exist. And it was late, about 10:30, and a couple of friends of mine, we were sitting at the Heartland Brewery in Union Square, big tourist area, big, you know, people place. And we had just ordered some food. And my friend, this was at least after we ate, actually, she was sitting at the table and all of a sudden this black thing crawled across her and she didn't know what it was. And we were all thinking, what could that be? Oh, it must have been like a fly on her or something. But it continued to persevere and it didn't get off of her shirt. And when she eventually flicked it on the floor, it was a roach. That's one of the most disgusting things you could probably see. One of the most unsexy things you can see in a New York City restaurant is not only a roach that you don't see, but a roach that actually visits your table. We immediately got up, paid the bill, and left. And I will never go back there. And actually, I don't even know if I'm going to hold my food down from today as I talk about this. The second thing happened 10 minutes or less later, and this really pissed me off. And I don't know, I guess I should have said something, but I didn't. And again, I'm feeling really pissed off about this still as I speak. So I would cross the street on 14th Street to get on the subway. And there was a guy with his camera phone out. And he was talking to this other guy in Spanish. And I've never taken Spanish, but I could make out a little bit what they were doing or saying by their actions. And one guy had said to the other guy, "Don't take my picture. Don't take my picture." Now, I thought that they were actually together, but as the situation unfolded, I don't believe they even knew each other. So this guy was telling this other guy not to take his picture, and the guy who was actually holding his camera phone and taking a picture said, "No, no, no, I'm not." And then the other man proceeded to point at me, who I was standing next to these two guys, and I was looking at them because I was watching this whole stupid situation. And basically, it sounded as if he took a picture of me. Now, I think that's a really big invasion of privacy, and I didn't really appreciate it. I was kind of disgusted and tired and just wanted to get home. So I just walked across the street, got down, you know, stairs on the subway, tried to laugh it off. But I thought that was really pretty shitty, and I don't know another word to use. So I think another really unsexy thing you can do, both here in New York and probably anywhere in the world, is take a picture of a stranger with your camera phone. I've heard that it's illegal here. I don't know what I could have done to press charges or anything, nor if I really would have, but man, don't take my picture with your camera phone. I don't care if my blue socks match my blue skirt, which match my blue glitter on my eyes, which happen to be brown. Don't take my picture. Okay, let's be happy now. Although, actually, I probably won't sound that happy when I start this either. So I shouldn't talk about this because when you talk about something, you give it validity and you give it more press than it deserves sometimes. But it's been something that I've been talking about all week, so why not start off my next week by talking about it? Last week here in New York, the New York Post printed a survey that had been done by Trojan, the condoms, the condom company, because they are gearing a new brand of condoms, the Elexa, E-L-E-X-A, towards women. So they surveyed some whopping 1,639 women between the ages of 18 and 59. And before I go further, 1,639 women in a survey, does that mean anything? Like, really, that's such a low number that how can what these 1,639 women say represent what every woman is doing or thinking? But nonetheless, the New York Post, the best tabloid trash here in New York, I enjoy reading it every once in a while. It did print this survey, and it did say that New York City women are having more sex than women in any other part of the country. Now, granted, it didn't mention anything about San Francisco, where I think there's a lot of sex happening all the time. Yes, I'm stereotyping. It didn't mention anything about Philadelphia, which has a huge gay community, and well, I'm sure there's a lot of sex there too. And it didn't mention anything about Boston or really any other city on the East Coast. Well, Miami, but that's down further. So anyway, there was this survey, and 23% of New York City women are having sex several times a week. Now, several. What is your definition? I know that a couple is two and a few would be three, but several is like a cop-out answer or a cop-out, you know, number to me, because does several mean just more than one, or does several mean above three, or does several mean two, three, maybe four, maybe five? But 23% of New York City women are having sex several times a week. Well, are these women in relationships? Because if you're in a relationship, the chances are that you are having sex more than somebody who, oh, is going out to a bar and looking for it, maybe, you know, or maybe not. I mean, obviously different strokes for different folks. I think that's going to be my favorite line, and I'll say it very often. But this is a really bad way to do a survey. Okay. But this was the survey, and apparently only 18% of women in LA and 17% of women in Dallas and Miami and Chicago are having this much sex. I don't know what this much sex is, but this much sex. Now, this one's also one of my favorite. Of course, remember, this was a Trojan condom survey, where 93% of women in New York, which is apparently the safest city in this survey, are using condoms the first time they get down with a partner. Okay, look, we're only human. I'm a sex educator. I've fallen off the wagon once or twice. This is something that you might not want to admit your whole life, but it happens. And if it hasn't happened to you, you're a better person than most, okay? So 93% of women are saying that the first time that they have sex, they're using a condom. Well, you know what? If some stranger came up to me and asked me if I use a condom the first time I have sex, and I wasn't all that comfortable telling them that I didn't, or like I didn't really want to be preached to by Trojan, I would answer yes too. So, wow, 93% of the respondents are using condoms. I think that's BS. I mean, I didn't say that out loud. I was just thinking it to myself. I mean, but look at it. Where do most people meet the first partner that they're going to have sex with? If you think about a situation that's not that pretty, like a bar, for instance, and you think about somebody who's gone to a bar, what do you normally do at a bar? You normally drink. So if somebody's drinking and then they meet this guy and the guy says, oh my God, this connection feels different. I've never felt this way about somebody. Come home with me tonight. Oh, I don't want to use a condom. I never did that before though, which always, by the way, if someone tells you that they always use a condom and this is the first time that they don't want to use a condom, use a condom, because this is not the first time they've used that line at least. So you've got this whole 93% safe sex thing. Well, then we move right along. 68% of women in New York City say that they have had sex with a partner they don't consider relationship material, but a person that they still consider thrilling. Ooh, what's the point? What do we care about this information? Are all women looking for relationships? Are all men not? I mean, this is just very silly material to me. And thrilling. What does thrilling mean? To me, thrilling is that point when you're at the top of a roller coaster and you're about to take that plunge, that drop and fall over, and you're sitting in the last car of the roller coaster because that's where your body actually lifts out of the seat the most. That is thrilling. I don't understand why sex with a partner who isn't relationship material is still considered thrilling. I do sound really angry today, and I'm not. But this, you know, I have to say, for the most part, I'm not a huge fan of little surveys because really they put out these like big press releases and people are supposed to believe that they either fit into this percentile or they don't. And if they don't, then something is wrong with them or they're different or they're not normal. And as the sex advice columnist here for Playgirl, I get that question a lot. It doesn't matter what the actual question is, but at the end of any question, I usually get the phrase, is this normal? Am I normal? Is this okay? And really, as long as you're having consensual sex with yourself or with your partner and you're doing things that are really turning you on, getting you off, getting you in the mood, then you're normal. Whether or not your mother, your best friend, your sister, the girl next to you online at the grocery store, whether or not they're into what you're doing, it doesn't matter. You're normal. So there we go. That's the Trojan Alexa survey. There's also some other bizarre questions, but experimentation, 72% of women across the country said that experimentation is important, but only 68% of New York City women like to experiment. Well, what's experimentation to one person may not be experimentation to another. And as we get older and or more comfortable in our relationships, we tend to be more open to experiment and allow things that maybe we didn't consider or something we wanted in our lives, in our lives. And so to ask somebody if 23% of women are having sex several times a week, that probably means that they're not in relationships. Because I would think in relationships you're having sex. Well, again, what is several? So I'll shut up. But 72% of women across the country are experimenting. Maybe they're more in relationships or something. But this was the survey by Trojan's Alexa. It got some press. I obviously am guilty. I'm giving it more press. I'm not sure why, but it just was something on my mind. And today, like I said, is a day of Playgirl Sex Pod. What's on my mind? Next week, I think I'll have a guest, which is very exciting. But this week, it's all about my mind. And the brain is the most powerful sex organ, just to throw that in. It can make or break any sexual situation. You'll hear me say that a lot. So let's talk about another topic that came up for me this week. Who am I? I'm Jamie Waxman. And again, you're listening to Playgirl Sex Pod, hopefully through your iTunes and otherwise through PlaygirlTV.com. You can also check out my website, JamieWaxman.com. And if you want to spell my name right, it's JamieWaxman. Keeping secrets from your lovers. I have received a number of questions on this topic recently about keeping secrets, about cheating, about fantasizing about somebody else. Now, fantasies about other people while you're fucking your partner are totally cool. In fact, they are great. They add material to your sex life. They spice up your sex life. They make you hotter in the bedroom sometimes. They can increase your role play capabilities. Fantasies are fantastic. Not all for the going out and having sex with somebody else when your partner doesn't know sort of thing, but you know, what do I know? As long as you are open with your partner and, you know, are not in a committed relationship where you're not supposed to be with somebody else, then go ahead and be with somebody else. But if you and your partner are supposed to be monogamous, not so good. But those aren't the only kind of secrets that we keep from our lovers. Recently, I've had a boyfriend now for about 10 months, which is a very long time for me. Jamie Waxman, Playgirl Sexplorer. I recently was at a party and found out about one of my boyfriend's past lovers, who also happens to be one of his best friends. Now, when I told him that I had found out something I didn't think I was supposed to know, the conversation went like this. Not that. Yes, that. No, anything but that. No, no, I think it's that. Now, I had no idea he was keeping this secret from me. And I don't even think he really had thought about the fact that he had still kept the secret from me. But as soon as I found out, he was devastated. He claims he was devastated, and I do believe him. We have a very solid relationship. But he claims he was devastated because he felt if I knew that he had once had sex with this friend, that I would look at him differently. Which is weird, because I wouldn't. And I'm one of these people that believes the past is the past. And you know what? What you do in your past is what you do. And I like you now in the present and hopefully in the future. And I can't control, nor would I want to, what you do in the present or the future. So why would I take away your past? But this is just a way to look at things. But he also brought up a point about this that I thought was interesting. And I kind of agree with him. He said he'd like to keep a few secrets from me because he doesn't think I should know everything, because then what do we have from each other? Now, granted, I think that this was a secret he should have let me in on, since he's close friends with this girl still and she does treat me a little bit strangely at times, but I kind of agree with that. Should we keep some secrets of our past from our lovers? Or as time goes on, should we allow our lovers to know our entire sexual history? What do you think? I'd love you to email me. This is the perfect opportunity to talk about this. You can email me off the PlayGirlTV.com website under Sex Ed. That's the column I write for Playgirl Magazine. Or at Sex Ed, S-E-X-E-D, at PlayGirlMag.com. But I'd love to know, what secrets have you kept from your lover? And is it okay to keep secrets from your lover? And the last thing I'm going to do today on Playgirl's Sex Pod, I write a lot of the voiceovers here for Playgirl TV. So if you guys have any ideas, suggestions, story ideas of what kind of stories you'd like to see broadcast over the TV part of Playgirl, I'd love, love, love some of your suggestions. But erotica writing is something that's fairly new to me. And at times, while I love to talk about sex, talk about my own sex life, other people's sex lives, help people figure out their sex lives, I'm kind of quiet in the bedroom. So I'm not all that great when it comes to spicing up the erotica, but I'm learning. And this is part of sex. You can learn to do and be whatever it is you want. God, I sound much more positive now than when the show started out, don't you think? So I'm just going to read a couple of voiceovers for you. This first one is from a piece which I decided that they had been separated for a really long time. It's only one paragraph, but they'd been separated, these two lovers, and she returns to him after the breakup to get him back. It's been a long time since I felt flesh, his flesh. Since I've felt the warmth of another person's body entwined in mine, it's been a long time since I felt the wetness of a kiss, the moistness of his lips meeting my lips. It's been a long time since I've let a lover move slowly down my belly and kiss in between my thighs to rest in the space between my legs. This next piece is from a story about a girl and a boyfriend who she allows to blindfold him. When you're blindfolded, the first thing you notice is that your sense of touch is heightened. It felt as if I were being touched by 1,000 hands and 1,000 lips. And to touch him was the same. I could feel every muscle, every detail of his highly defined torso. He slid my panties down slowly until they hit the floor. He took his time exploring my inner folds. He took great care in getting me off. He spent time getting to know every inch of my pussy. And then, with my blindfold still on, I got to please him, fucking him with my tongue, inhaling him deep inside of me, sliding down his shaft, exploring the landscape of his beautiful cock. I liked that one. And I'm going to do a couple more small paragraphs, just doing this is what this is from, and going into it. Scene in a French bistro. She has a crush on the waiter, but she's not on a date with the waiter. It's difficult to order when you're thinking about how your waiter's tongue could manipulate your clit. how he'd make tiny circles around your pink pearl, and then how he'd watch as he teased you with his soft up-and-down stroke until he slowly entered your sex. And again, you can actually watch the videos that go along with this on Playgirl TV. You can subscribe or find out where it is on your cable channel by going to playgirltv.com. Here is a scene about a roommate, Search. She's looking for a roommate. This guy walks in. She decides he's the roommate she wants. But first, there were questions that needed to be asked about financials and other technicalities. But these weren't the questions I wanted him to answer. I wanted to talk dick. Was his long and pink? Did it curve to the left or the right? Could his cock find my G-spot, and would I come with him inside of me or with his tongue on my clit? She wants this roommate in like more ways than one, obviously. Here's a scene about a record executive and her client. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to skip that one. The last one we'll do is a scene that takes place on a tropical island, and she's gone there because she's just had a bad breakup and needs to get away, and finds the bartender rather cute. I wanted to initiate. I wanted to suck him off, wrap my lips around his beautiful thick cock, and show him how good I was. I wanted him to taste my pussy, to slip his dick inside my slit, and to move back and forth like the waves of the ocean. I wanted him to fuck me at the bar, and on the bar, and in the bar. Oh, you know it's nice when your writing gets you off? So, this has been Playgirl's Sex Pod, the second in a series of many, many, many. I'd love to hear your favorite dirty words. We can talk about this again next week. Also, what secrets do you keep from your lovers? And is it okay to keep secrets from your lovers? And what do you think about that New York City Women Having More Sex survey done by Trojan? I'm Jamie Waxman, and thank you for listening to Playgirl's Sex Pod. Please come again. And again. Oh, and again.
And don't forget one more time.
How do I stop it?
I'll stop it. Sorry for stepping on your foot.